I met someone who has a passion for collecting antiques. And his collection must be worth millions of dollars by now. And I asked him, when did this begin? And he said, when I was young, I went to a museum and I fell in love with a piece. He showed me the piece also in his house. He said, but I was young. I said, this is mine. I couldn't do anything about it. It was behind glass. But I wanted it so badly, that I went and stole it in the night. I couldn't help myself. So I asked him, I said, okay, fine, that's when you were young. But all this which I'm seeing here, I hope it's not stolen. He said that perhaps others are stealing. I'm just buying it from them. See, the honesty, I could not help myself. Now, he could have got caught. He could have converted to being a thief all his life, which didn't happen, thankfully. But it was a happening which this man admitted. He was well aware of consequences. Luckily, it was a museum in a small town and perhaps not something that precious. Maybe he felt guilt, we don't know all that. But this is the point, you see. So when society steps in, because it has to step in, because we are living in a society, if there were no social norms, as Rameshji would say, regal regulations and social provisions, there would be chaos. But we have to see, can we operate within that? The one who doesn't operate within that is punished as per society. Which is also God's will.